Here in New Zealand, a lot of people are buying lotto tickets recently.
Really? Is it worth it?
There's apparently like this must be won sort of prize. So if like no one wins the top prize, it kind of rolls over, like usually.
Okay.
And then it's sort of got to the point where if no one wins the top prize, they're just gonna give it to the next one. The person who with the most numbers that happen to be on the winning.
Oh, the most matching numbers.
Yeah, the most matching numbers. And if there's like two people who won it, they'll split the prize in half, sort of thing.
Right.
So apparently, like, I've heard news of Lotto stores running out of paper to print the numbers on, and the website sort of not being able to handle the increased demand. And yeah.
This is like the opposite of the coronavirus thing.
Oh, it's interesting.
No, like not opposite. It's like, huh.
So yeah, there's like a 50 million grand prize.
50 million.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's untaxed.
Double wow.
So yeah, unlike some places, apparently the lotto here isn't taxed. So that goes straight into your bank account.
You're set for
I
life.
guess, well, there's steps for that. But the interest you earn on that 50 million will be taxed.
Oh, okay. But 50 million is gonna last you your whole life.
Yeah, so if you get like a 1% interest on
50 million, 10% is 5 million, 1% is 500,000.
but that will tax it at 33%, assuming. So times 67.67, that would be 335. Whoa, that's a lot of tax.
A lot.
335K. Okay, so still, yeah. I guess, well, if you have like a family, say you have a partner and you decided to split into, so that's 1.167.5
Even if you split among three people, you still get 100K per year.
per year. Yep.
100K per year is a lot, like six digits.
Yeah. So I guess that's why a lot of people are rushing out to buy tickets. But would you? Yeah, I'm not sure how the odds work in this case. I know, like in regular cases, the odds of winning is 1 in 38 million.
1 in 38 million.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
like,
there is this story about being struck by lightning is more likely than winning the lottery.
yeah, I think you're more likely to be eaten by a shark and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think there's 40 numbers, and there's 40 times 40 times 40 times 40 times 40. Is that how you calculate that? I don't know. Yeah, it's a yes. Anyways, why are we talking about this?
No, if you want to talk about this, it's a nice sidestep into statistics. So if you know the number of digits in the lottery number, you can sort of guess the permutations
Yeah.
and the chances of you winning the grand prize. And then you can from there find the expected value, like what is the grand prize and what is the odds of getting it and what is the price of a lottery ticket. And you can find the expected value from one lottery ticket. And if the expected value is more than the price of the lottery ticket, that means you should buy. If it's less, then don't. I think that's how statistics works. Either that or you can flip a coin and see what it says. It's a lot less calculations involved if you just flip a coin. But anyway, it's up to you.
Okay, I'm just looking at the statistics. So for a single line, you can buy like multiple lines of numbers. A single line, the chance is 1 in 38 million.
Wow.
And if you buy like 8 lines, it's like 1 in 4.8 million, which is give or take the population of New Zealand. So
Wow.
yeah, I guess that's about a good way to think of it.
Yeah, with such a big number, I don't think you should bother.
But that's just like one ticket. So if you buy two tickets, that increases your by a minuscule amount.
How much do the tickets cost?
It depends on how much you.
A dollar?
No, not that little. It's like I think the least you can get is about $4 or $5, and it goes up to, I don't know, $20, $30 maybe. Are you tempted?
This reminds me of a story I read a while ago.
Yeah.
I have the book with me right now. Yeah, this is the one. I'll just read it to you. William Budd Post was a drifter and grifter, convicted of passing bad checks and otherwise earning quick cash in odd jobs as a carnival cook and truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
In 1988, his bank balance stood at $2.46.
Mm-hmm.
Post then made the one brilliant financial move of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He pawned a ring to buy lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
One of them hit the jackpot, $16.2 million
mm-hmm.
of Pennsylvania lotto loot.
Yep.
This was quickly followed by Post's second best financial move, opting for a 26-yearly payout instead of a lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
So after a couple of weeks, Post collected his first annual check of $497,953.47. And he already spent most of it. He bought a private plane and a liquor license for himself and leased a restaurant and a used car lot for his two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
3 months after the first check cleared, Post was in debt of $500,000.
Okay.
Oh, I think you know where the story goes from here.
And the next year?
Okay, a year later, Post decided it was time to buy his dream house.
Mm-hmm.
This turned out to be a 395,000 fixer-upper mansion in Old City, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
I can't quite pronounce that word.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Then things got complicated and a brother hired a hitman to kill Post and his sick wife, hoping to inherit.
Okay.
The hitman failed and the brother was arrested. And then Post's former landlady,
mm-hmm.
who was also his occasional girlfriend, I don't know why, don't ask, sued him for a share of his jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Her story was that Post had agreed to share any winnings.
Mm-hmm.
So Post, of course, denied this, and the judge say, just share the winnings. So Post said he didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
His home was mortgaged. The judge froze the lotto payments, and then Post began selling off his possessions,
mm-hmm.
and his home fell into ruins, and so on and so on. And then he said, I was much happier.
Okay, I think I get the picture.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, fast forward a bit, Post survived on food stamps and a 450 monthly disability check until his death in 2006.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's hope that whoever wins that 50 million New Zealand lottery does not end up like Post.
Yeah, you get some pretty crazy stories.
You do. These are like, I cannot believe how short-sighted or dumb some of their actions are.
But hey, it's one thing to read about the story, and like, if you were to like win it, not saying you will because you didn't buy a ticket.
Now, if I were to win it, I would just put it all in savings and investments and then coast all the way through.
Yeah, but you know, you never know, like you might, oh yeah, I'll take like a 0.001% to, I don't know,
burn it somewhere,
buy a mansion.
I'm not interested in like mansions and sailboats.
Okay.
Because
yeah, or
yeah,
I don't know, fly first class on some.
You know, interestingly, there was this, I think it was American Airlines or some other airlines. Mm-hmm. They used to sell this unlimited ticket, this unlimited first class ticket,
mm-hmm.
for I think a few million dollars.
Okay.
And if you bought it, you can fly for free, lifetime,
mm-hmm.
free, first class.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you know, a bunch of people bought it.
Really? And then?
And they have long abused it and like earned, because they fly first class every day.
Ah, okay.
Like international flights.
So they don't even need a house, they just like keep flying.
They just keep flying, like international flights. And all of it is first class with like superb service and everything.
Right. And you probably get
to the point where the airline is making loss from these lifetime tickets.
Okay, yeah.
I'll find the link again. I read it some time ago.
I guess it makes sense if it's like a year or like, I don't know.
It's lifetime.
5 trips a year. Yeah, but if it's like a lifetime, then...
They fly like every day. I mean, they can do it. They can fly from one end of the US to another end, then back, then there again, and then they can just take a day trip to UK or somewhere.
Stop dreaming, Bunkai, stop dreaming.
And then the carbon emission is like crazy. Think of the carbon emission.